This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Lisa Melton. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday it hasn't been able to access data important to monitoring Iran's nuclear program since late February, when the Islamic Republic started restricting inspections of its facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency is acknowledging it can only provide an estimate of Iran's overall nuclear stockpile as it continues to enrich uranium at its highest level ever. Iran started limiting inspections in a bid to put pressure on the government of U.S. President Joe Biden to lift crippling sanctions reimposed after then-President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran 3 years ago. Talks are currently underway in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the deal. Dozens of medical workers in rebel-held northwest Syria on Monday protested a decision to grant President Bashar Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. They say Assad is responsible for bombing hospitals and clinics across the war-ravaged country. The decision to give Syria a seat comes a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left an untold number of civilians dead and injured, including many healthcare workers. The selection of Syria at a little-noticed session on Saturday of the WHO's annual assembly has evoked outrage in opposition-held Idlib province. Syria was among 12 WHO member states that were chosen to appoint new members for a 34-member board in an assembly vote that faced no debate or opposition. You can find more on this story and indeed all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News.